Well, hello. I'm Dr. Shante Haynes with Heart to Heart Truth Ministries, helping you put feet to your faith so that you can walk victoriously. And these are some empowering today, what we're going to talk about. It's empowering morning affirmations, what you can start your day with so that you can have some affirmations for wellness as well as positivity. We know that's going to change our lives. So before we jump in, let's bow. Most gracious God, we thank you for just the ability to come before your presence. We thank you, God, for wholeness and healing. We thank you for complete restoration of our bodies. We thank you, oh God, that early in the morning as we rise, we recognize that as long as we have breath in our bodies, we're going to give you praise. We're going to honor you. We're going to worship you. We're going to acknowledge you. We're going to come to you for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. At the early start of the day, God, we recognize we can't do it without you. We haven't done it without you to this point. And as we look back over our lives, God, we are so grateful for all that you have done. But as we look forward, Father, we recognize that there is more to come. So for that in mind, or with that in mind, God, we stand in tippy-toe anticipation of tomorrow, but we declare today that your word is true, that your word will continue to heal us and move us forward. Your word is what we are going to follow. We ask that you order our steps, God, and as we continue to move forward in that, God, we know we have the petitions in which we've asked because you have heard us. And so we thank you in advance for this day, for these affirmations. God, we speak life into our situations. We speak life over our families. We speak life over our businesses. We speak life over ourselves. We speak life. You said that we could say to this mountain, be moved and cast into the sea. And you said it shall be done for those that believe. And we are asking that our belief be elevated. It's in Jesus' name that we do pray and give you thanks. Amen. Well, yes, today we're starting our day right. Today we're starting from the standpoint of knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt, with every single surety that we have within us, we're solidifying our minds. We are changing our thought processes. We are adjusting our crowns, and we are moving forward because we are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We're going to show forth the praises of him that's called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Let's definitely jump into some morning affirmations as we begin the day, knowing that it is his, and knowing that we're going to be well, we're going to be whole, we're going to start with positivity. Oh, all the negative mindsets are going to go out the window. All the negative thoughts that we say about ourselves going out the window. We are framing our life yet again in a way that is going to be beneficial, not only to us, but for those that are around us. We're getting ready to impact and change some lives. We're going to believe that in Jesus' name. Let's jump in.
Empowering morning affirmations for wellness and positivity. In the morning, I rise to thank God for a new day and all that it holds. There is possibility and opportunity that awaits me. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Because God made this day, he made good things for me to find and enjoy in this day. My mind is open to receive and anticipate the blessings of this day and all the good plans God has for me. I rejoice in knowing God has great plans for me, and at the start of this day, I aim to walk in those plans. God orders my steps, and they are wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. Today is a great day to be awesome. That's my goal. I walk fully in my purpose today, and I am fulfilled. I impact the lives of many, and today is no exception. I communicate effectively and positively today. I speak wholeness to my mind, body, and spirit. My mind is renewed, and I ingest God's word to keep me in perfect peace and prosperity. My body lines up with all things healthy. Sickness and disease are evicted from my body now by the blood of Jesus, and his healing virtue flows through me. I claim divine healing, and by Jesus' stripes, I am already healed. I breathe freely and clearly. My spirit aligns with God's spirit, and I am led by the Holy Spirit today. I am divinely aligned with my assignments. I am divinely aligned with advisors. I am divinely aligned in my relationships. I am divinely aligned with my purpose. I start today divinely aligned, mind, body, and spirit. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah, the 26th chapter and the 3rd verse. The 5th Psalm, verse 3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and the 11th verse. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Lamentations, the 3rd chapter and the 22nd verse. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, the 23rd verse. Exodus, the 16th chapter and the 12th verse. I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. Exodus, the 34th chapter and the 2nd verse. And the vision of the evening and the morning, which was told, is true. Wherefore shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. Daniel, the 8th chapter and the 26th verse. Ezekiel, the 12th chapter and the 8th verse. And in the morning came the word of the Lord unto me, saying. Zephaniah, the 3rd chapter and the 5th verse. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not. But the unjust knoweth no shame. Numbers, the 16th chapter and the 5th verse. And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. 2 Kings, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. The 143rd Psalm, verse 8. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The 30th Psalm, verse 5. The 59th Psalm, verse 16. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. In the morning, sow thy seed, and in the evening, withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, verse 2. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Isaiah, the 50th chapter and the 4th verse. And to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even. 1 Chronicles, the 23rd chapter and the 30th verse. The 90th Psalm, verse 14. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. The 92nd Psalm, beginning at verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night.
Well, welcome back. Yes, morning affirmations. And here it is. In the middle of the day, we can also say these affirmations. At the end of the evening, we can do that as well. That we have to recognize when we stand on God's word, when we believe his promises, we have what we believe. And we also recognize that sometimes we go through some things. Sometimes we deal with some situations, or we're in some seasons where we need additional assistance. And the Bible says that in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. We need someone to hold us accountable. We need a community in many instances to rally around us and support us. And we need each other. That's why he put us here together. And so as we do that, sometimes we find ourselves in need of a mentor or someone who is going to coach and push us forward. And so I offer you today an opportunity to have a one-on-one strategy session with me to determine what is that next best step for you. In it, we will delve deep into this vision breakthrough strategy session. We will delve deep into what your current issue is. What's keeping you up at night? What has you not being completely fulfilled? What has you discouraged and discontent? Whatever it may be, we're looking for your deepest desire to move you forward. And what is that next best step that God says is the right one for you? That means that your life is not going to be the same. It means that the assignments that you have, you will achieve. It means that whomever and whatever advisors you need, we're going to figure those things out so that your life will be elevated. You'll be an achiever, you'll be accelerated, and you will move further, faster. So if you want that vision breakthrough strategy session with me, here's what I offer you. It's at my website, shantaehaines.com/vision. If you go there, you can go ahead and fill out the information, pick a time that is going to be most suitable for you, and then we will get on that call. But just know, keep doing the affirmations. That's exactly where you need to be. You need to hear this over and over and over again. And this is the first one that you listen to. There are several more that you can listen to as well. So go ahead and do that. And then I'm going to ask that you go ahead and subscribe to this channel if you're not already. Click that little bell so that you can then make sure that you're notified of a new message that is out there. And do me another favor. Share it with 3 people. All right. Have an absolutely fantastic rest of your evening. I'm Dr. Shantae Haynes with Heart to Heart Truth Ministries, helping you put feet to your faith so that you can walk victoriously. God bless.